ओम शांति ओम शांति। व्हेन साकार ब्रह्मा बाबा यूज्ड टू मीट द फर्स्ट टाइमर्स, बाबा वुड ऑलवेज आस्क अ क्वेश्चन, आर यू चिल्ड्रन मीटिंग बाबा फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम और हैव यू मेट बिफोर? So I ask you the same question. Today all of you will be meeting Baba. Will it be for the first time or have you met before? Those who say first time we'll meet, raise your hand. No one. Have you all met before? Yes? Who have met before? Raise your hand. Acha, when did you meet before? 5,000 years ago. Okay, you remember that? You have the memory of 5,000 years? And how many times you met 5,000 years ago? 5,000, how many times? Uncountable. Okay. Yes, this is the wonderful creation of God, because nothing is new. And that's why in today's blessing also Baba says, this Kali Yuga, this Iron Age, has also passed in every cycle. So how should you wash this play? How should you watch this play? This is a whole play of rise and fall, victory and defeat, happiness and sorrow. So how should you watch this play? As a detached observer. As a detached observer. Why as a detached observer? Because it's all a game, that's all. And also it is nothing new. And thirdly, whatever is happening is beneficial. Whatever is happening is accurate, is absolutely right. And therefore there are no questions. No questions, no doubts, no surprises. And also no fear, no fear, and also what else? No worries, and what else? So actually, it should be easy to watch everything as a detached observer. Because as a detached observer, how can you ask questions, no? How can you be surprised? Oh, this happened. Oh, such and such thing happened. No surprises, nothing new. So when we watch all this as a detached observer, we are unmoved. Then we can remain stable in every situation, whether it is victory or defeat, or whether it is praise or defamation, anything. We are able to face everything because we are seeing everything as a detached observer. We are not affected, is it not? So today, in this kalpa, you are meeting Bap Dada for the first time. And before you meet your beloved, you need a ring, no? Don't you? Yes. Because then you can show this ring to Baba. Baba, I love you. Baba, it is just one you and none other. You can say this with that confidence, with that faith. And faith can move mountains. Today also Baba said in the Murli, faith, when you have faith, well, everything is possible. The long list of the benefits we get when we have faith in Baba, faith in the Self, faith in the drama. So all of you are unmoved. If any adverse situations come, do you get moved sometimes? Oh, do you say that? Or you are always detached? Those who say we are always detached, raise your hand. Okay, only one. Only one? Two? The others? You are moved? 50-50. 50-50. And the rest? Those who say less than 50, they raise their hand. Okay, less than 50. Those who say more than 50 but not 100%, raise your hand. Okay, very good. So this is a sign of last so fast, so first. This is the blessing which Baba gives to the new ones. You are last so fast, so first, because you are unmoved. And that's a very, very high stage of a yogi. Of course, Baba says you will become karmatit only at the end, when you will go beyond the effect of any karma. But then, even before that, you can come first, no? Before the end comes. And to the older ones, Baba gives another blessing. To the older ones, Baba says, old is gold, because it can mold. Some have been in knowledge for 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, even 10 years. But then, and during those years, how many obstacles must have come in their way? But they continued. With the power of tolerance, with the power of accommodation, with the power of becoming humble, you know. And that's how they have pulled on. They have crossed all the obstacles. So they are old as gold. They become gold. Because they have molded themselves in every situation. They are not rigid. You know, that's why Baba gives the example of a tree. The bushes, when there's a big storm, nothing happens to the bushes because they are, you know, not very high trees. So they shake, yes, but then they remain stable after that. And the big trees, very, very high trees, they can break, no? Because they don't know how to mold. They are too high, they are too... they think they are very strong, but then when they are uprooted right from the roots. So we can understand, therefore Baba says you have to always be humble, come what may. The higher you rise, the more humble you should become. And Baba gives the example of a mango tree. The more the mangoes, the more the tree gives shade, the more the tree bends. And therefore, power of tolerance. So that's what all of you are learning, aren't you? Anyone who gets angry sometimes in this, okay, you get angry, okay. In this year, who did not get angry at all? Or after coming to Baba, who never got angry? No one. Oh, one person. Okay, you got angry? What did you do with that anger? Did you slap someone?
Not angry.
You?
He was not angry.
You were not angry. No, I'm asking who got angry in this year of 2025? Who got angry? No. Gradually. And who did not get angry at all in this whole year? Now raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. So, the others got angry. No, today Baba has said, Baba is the ocean of love. So we also have to become master oceans of love, come what may. Someone asked me a question. did Brahma Baba ever get angry? I said, no, Brahma Baba never got angry. Even in his Laukik life, before Shiva Baba entered in his body, he was a very, very sweet soul, very respectable soul. Everybody had so much respect for him. He never got angry, even with his children. You know, some get angry with the wife and they beat the wife. But Baba used to respect his wife. And his wife used to actually worship him, wash his feet. She respected him so much. So Baba says, only when we are humble, we can stay stable. So that's what all of you have to become, and for that Baba is giving you the ring, okay? So yesterday you all must have registered yourselves that whether you are now getting the certificate of being your eligibility for the ring, okay? So you will come one by one, because you need a lot of time for measurement too. Each one is different measurement. So you will come this way, and then another sister, there will be two sisters who will be measuring the ring on your finger, and then you come to me, and I will give you, you know, put the ring on your finger in Baba's remembrance, with Baba's drishti. So it will be very, very gradual. And those in the front, they will sit in the front row, and then after that row is over, then the other row will come in the front and sit, okay, and then come this way, and somebody will come here. Who's the next one? There'll be two sisters, no? One sister. Okay. Sister Lalita will give you tilak. That tilak is a sandalwood tilak. So sandalwood has three specialities. One specialty is it's a golden color. The second specialty is the coolness it gives to the skin. When applied, then it's real sandalwood. And the third is its fragrance. So it has coolness, it has fragrance, it has a golden color. So all these three have a meaning. The golden color stands for purity. You know, saints and sages, how they wear saffron robes. So white and golden, they stand for purity. So golden color stands for purity, and coolness stands for peace. Peace. And then the third is fragrance. It stands for happiness. So purity, peace and happiness, they are our birthright, Baba says. So you get that tilak. And then you come up on the stage, and the sister will measure the ring on your finger, and then you bring it to me, and then I will give you in Baba's remembrance with Baba's drishti, and then you go to Suman Ben. She will give you Baba's blessing and sweet in your mouth, give you toli. Okay? So it will be a short ceremony time. And after you're finished, if you wish, you can go or you can sit. It's up to you. Alright? Right? But everything will be in silence. So you have to sit in silence in Baba's remembrance and wait for your turn.